Welcome to the Joy Business Report. In our headlines, government raised 15.32 billion cedis in treasury bills in November, 17% more than the month of October. Also, cedi lost 1.22% last week to dollar, increasing its year-to-date loss in the retail market to over 14%. But Bank of Ghana's latest policy interventions to slow down depreciation and active mobile money accounts and transactions per day reached record levels last year. We'll hear from the Bank of Ghana report. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Now, the government raised 15.32 billion cedis in treasury bills in November to cover mature bills worth 10.60 billion cedis. This is a 17% increase over the month of October. Notably, the 364-day bill attracted significant investor interest with aggregate bids reaching 2.72 billion cedis. However, the T-bill yields registered an average decline of 0.05%. Nonetheless, analysts believe the government's strong reliance on T-bills will likely restrain the decline in yields in the month of December. This week, the government is expected to raise 3.92 billion cedis, lower than last week's 5 billion cedis plus. Now, economist Professor Charles Acker says Ghana needs a debt policy to guide the debt issuance practices of central and local governments. Professor Acker argues this is pertinent to address the challenges affecting expenditures and the debt crisis the country finds itself. Now, according to him, the policy should be complemented with measures to rake in more revenue. He's speaking at the forum organized by the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research.
We spend much of our money in paying wages and salaries, servicing debt. Look at how much we use in paying interest on loans that have been borrowed. Quite a lot, more than even what we pay on wages and salaries or compensation. So we need to have a debt policy. Do we need to still borrow so much and be committing about 50 billion cedis or so in servicing debt? So these discussions, and what are the alternatives if we don't borrow? Where do we get the money? So domestic resource mobilization. Again, taxing property raise and government GRA being willing to raise taxes from the informal sector so that we don't depend on borrowing from everywhere, and then now, because we have to pay a lot of interest, we cannot do the basic things that will make the economy prosperous and productive.
Professor Charles Acker is economist with the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. The pace of the depreciation of the cedi is expected to slow down, despite losing 1.22% last week to the US dollar, to increase its year-to-date loss to over 14%. This is due to the additional policy measure by the Bank of Ghana to increase the cash reserve ratio of banks to 15% beginning November 30th. Here's more.
The central bank last week moved to unify currency denominations for cash reserve ratio to slightly alleviate foreign exchange liquidity constraints in the coming weeks. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, announced at the Monetary Policy Committee meeting that banks would hold reserves in foreign deposits in the local currency. Analysts envisage this will augment foreign exchange liquidity in the near term as banks sell forex to unlock cedi liquidity. The policy measure is expected to release about $750 million, which should improve liquidity conditions in the forex market around the Christmas season. Last week, the forex liquidity remained subdued amid limited intervention from the Bank of Ghana, causing the cedi to decline across the major trading currencies.
And that was the Business Desk report taking us to the currency market. The cedi gained marginal grounds yesterday, going for 12 cedis, 20 pesos to the US dollar in the retail market. It is still selling at 15 cedis, 25 pesos against the pound, and however trading at 13 cedis, 25 pesos to the euro. The significant growth in mobile money is not just limited to the value of transactions that reached more than 1 trillion cedis last year, but others as well. That's the opinion that one may form after going through the latest Bank of Ghana's payment systems and oversight report. George Riafi has details.
Between 2021 and 2022, All these other areas, apart from the value of mobile money transactions, also witnessed some substantial growth. This is despite the introduction of the 20 transaction levy, that is e-levy, and the aftershocks of COVID-19 on these transactions. This is because it had been argued in the past that these developments will have negative impact on the service and transactions. However, data from the Bank of Ghana, which tracks payments over the past 5 years, showed that all these other areas were doing so well. For instance, when you look at the average transactions per day, it went up by more than 13% to hit 13 billion Ghana cedis. A report also revealed that over the past 5 years, the numbers were going up consistently. Again, active mobile money accounts went up by more than 13% to reach over 20 million ending October this year. In terms of the mobile money agents in the country, the Bank of Ghana puts the number at over 500,000 ending December 2022, representing more than 14% jump from 2021. So mobile money might be the next growth pool area of the economy and an avenue the government can explore when it comes to improving financial inclusion in the country.
Financial sector players in the West African sub-region have been urged to embrace financial soundness indicators. This will help them combat risks of global trade tension, which may threaten the soundness of financial institutions. The FSI serves as a crucial tool for assessing the health and stability of financial institutions by providing insights for informed decision-making. Speaking to Joy Business at the opening of the West African Institute for Financial and Economic Management, Regional Course on FSI's Director General of YFM, Dr. Baba Musa, said the course offers participants a unique opportunity to delve into the critical aspects of financial stability and resilience.
Generally, financial institutions appear to be in a good, stage, but you never can tell except, you check at the strength and the vulnerabilities. In the last 3 years, the whole global environment, the countries around the world have experienced, slow growth. And of course, there have been many instances of, non-performing loans and many other issues that relate, that affect the financial system. So at this point in time, this is the time when we will review and check the strengths and the weaknesses. And of course, it is after the strengths and weaknesses have been evaluated before we're able to know exactly what are the vulnerabilities in the region.
Moving on, agric workers are worried about the state of food security in the country despite the various policy measures introduced by government. The Akufo-Addo administration has introduced several programs aimed at improving food security in the country. Key among them is the Planting for Food and Jobs initiative. But General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kairwe, tells Joy Business some of these programs were not well targeted.
And all of us know that in this country, when it comes to food security, it is very, very poor. We have a very low food security situation in this country. And that is partly because agriculture is not doing well. Look, sometimes the data that is also flowing around, which is authentic and reliable, is the Ghana Statistical Service data. If you have a country where food inflation consistently, not only months, but in years, is more than 50% of your national inflation, then you are in serious trouble.
Edward Kariwe is General Secretary of the Agricultural Workers Union. Now on Investor Eye today, let's get some advice from the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Obami-Tete, as he encourages the public to always visit the website of the Commission to confirm if an investment company is licensed before putting their monies there.
Advice to investors if they want to minimize harm is that number one, they need to find out whether the service provider, whoever is offering a product, is duly licensed. And investors can go to the website of the SEC and find out whether that entity is licensed. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Because the financial services area is regulated. So for anybody to offer you a product, that person must be authorized or licensed to do so. So that's the first thing you should check. Is that entity licensed? And we are available. You can call our toll-free line, or you can visit our website, and that would help you, you know, to at least get that base information. So that's the first thing.
Director General of Securities and Exchanges Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbamitete, ending the Joy Business Report. But before we go, the commodities market, crude oil is going for $78.16 a barrel. Gold is selling at $2,087.55 an ounce after going up by $2.68. And cocoa, however, lost $30 to trade at $4,171 a ton. I'm Amesi Nyameche Thompson. Back to you Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Mamiesi Nyameche Thompson.